We have a quorum. In fact, we have over 60 people. And it's, I would say, basically 1 o'clock, which was the time set for the meeting. So I will call this special meeting of the UUCK congregation to order. And thank you all for coming and joining with us on this very momentous day, actually. Very momentous in terms of the future of our congregation and our presence in the larger community. I'd like to start with a chalice lighting. Take joy in your giving. You not only enrich your soul, you also enrich all of creation. Giving is a simple act that becomes a great occasion, for the benefits are incalculable. Now, we have a surprise for you. We have a special guest. I'd like to call Carol Gould up.
Caroline Arnold, once I got here, introduced me to everybody and everything. And you know, she knew everybody and everything, if you remember her. We became close friends. And Edward and I never talked about religion, and we never talked about politics. I knew he was Jewish. He never went to church, but if somebody said something anti-Jewish, he'd get mad. after he got sick and he died in my arms in 2011, I began coming here with Caroline, and I had a lovely time here. I felt at home because I'm not related to anybody here in town, and I lived in New York for so long. I'm not sorry to be gone from New York. New York is for healthy, wealthy young people. So I have loved coming to this church, and it's been family for me. And to make a long story short here, I was sitting in the finance committee Friday? And I like going to the finance committee. I go with Mr. Bob, and I like the way Gene runs it. And, you know, to me, I feel at home there. So they got to talking about not making the budget for this year. And I saw them. It just killed me. I saw them trying to cut really valuable things out of the budget. And I just couldn't sit there. I'm not wealthy. I mean, Edwin left me his house and his pension, but you know, I worry about money like everybody else. But I worry about this place when I saw that the really important things might not happen here. So I decided I would fork over one of my IRAs, which you pay a terrible price for cashing in, and it's easier to. Did you know it's easier to give it to the church? You can give it straight to the church and not pay tax on it. That's what I'm doing here. And I'm hoping that you guys will sign up to match your gifts up to $10,000.
Needless to say, I happened to be at the finance committee meeting too. We were all thrilled. And we wanted to share this with you today when we knew we'd have many people together. And it's a matching grant, a challenge to the congregation. And if we match it all, and we will, because the board voted at the board meeting last Wednesday to take the responsibility for shepherding this and making it happen. So we will be able to have all of our dreams come true this year in terms of the budget and meet the board goals of fair compensation and economic justice and, you know, working with the environment and the larger community. And we have Carol to thank for this. So, if you would like to make a grant, or to a donation, I should say, we will accept it today, or we'll accept it later, too. In fact, I just happen to have a couple checks, Sandy.
Oh, that's wonderful. We have some new cards to facilitate this, but let me just say, first of all, I want to also recognize through the years that I've been treasurer, there have been many people who have donated very, very, very generously. And we've also in the past had some very significant one-time gifts. They've chosen to be anonymous. So we adore Carol, but we also adore all of those of you who have donated so generously, pledged so generously in the past, whose names have perhaps not been recognized. That was their choice not to do so. These new cards give you three options if you are able and willing to do this. And I have two lovely young ladies who are going to pass these cards out to the group. Claudia and Paulette, just like Vanna. As they're passing, let me explain what you're going to find. They look like the regular pledge cards, but they're actually somewhat different. They offer you three options if you're willing to contribute to the Carol Gould match. The first option is to increase your FY18 stewardship pledge by a certain amount of money. If you do that, as you know, when you're repaying pledges, you have the entire year. It's spread out over the year. You pay it back at whatever rate you choose. If that's the best option for you, put the figure in there that you'd like to contribute. The second one is a one-time gift. If you feel that you're more comfortable making a one-time gift, select that option and put the amount in there. You don't have to have your checkbook with you today. You could turn in the card and then submit the money to the office, go online. And Danny, when I'm done, is going to explain how to do it very easily online. You could even use your smartphone and do it right now if you like. But you could turn the card in today and pay it, you know, through the office. And the third option, should you choose, is a combination of both of those. If you would like to increase your pledge and do a one-time gift, select the third option. Obviously, it'd be wonderful if that implied that you were donating twice as much, but it doesn't have to mean that. It might simply mean that you have a certain amount now that you're comfortable giving, you'd like to give more, so you would like to add it to your pledge and have it spread out over the year. Any questions?
Wait. I want a big deal made of this. I have this two is my checks, one-time pledges. Danny?
All right. So for the first 20 people today, including you, there is your pin, who choose to donate, they will get these nice little pins that say, I matched Carol, also because matchmaking brought Carol to us here in Kent. So everybody gets I matched Carol button. And who was the other check? Is it Marion? Marion Yeager?
Marion.
Okay. So I have a few more up here if anybody's going to donate today. Yay, Anne. All right, and a few more things. Anybody who is so technically inclined, take a pin. If you're technically inclined and want to do this today, if you go to our website, under the giving section of the website, there's a make a donation section. You can do a one-time donation through there if you'd like, or any of the other options. Yay! And then if you would select the other section, and then put in Carol's challenge so we know that it's a piece of Carol's challenge to be for the matching grant that she's giving us. And we are almost running out of buttons. We'll be making more for the coming weeks for other people who are giving. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Thank you, congregation. Thank you. We have five more, I think, up here. So, hey, that's great. Thank you very much. Now we'll get on with the other items on the agenda. Is a report from both the Building Expansion Committee and the Capital Campaign.
I'm Kay Ekman, and I'm the treasurer of the Capital Campaign. And this is Matt Slater. He is on our Building Expansion team and has been doing an incredible job of getting together estimates and putting together plans to get this building started. One thing I have learned during this campaign process, or this building process, is that I'm amazed that anything ever gets built, ever. So they have been working really hard to make this building a reality. Faith. Faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase. And after the first item of today's meeting, I could see this is very apt. This is just a wonderful congregation. And I'm so excited about this building possibility. It's wonderful, but being the banker that I am, I'm going to put some numbers up here for you. And it's good news. It's a good news situation. I just want to give you an overview right now of where we're at and why we're asking for this loan, or for you to authorize us to get a building loan. If we can get a building loan early, within the next 2 months or so, we'll be able to start construction, and our addition will become a reality here. So right now, we've got cash in the bank, pledges received, fundraisers, miscellaneous donations. We've also earned some interest on the money in the bank. We have had initial expenses, mostly for architectural fees, of $60,900. So we've got, you know, a good chunk of change in the bank right now. Thank you, everyone. You're coming through on your pledges wonderfully. We still have some pledges coming in that are to be received by the end of 2018. And that's totals right around $135,000. That's money that we expect to get that we don't have yet. In order to start construction, we do have a program set up that congregants are going to loan this money for $135,000, just so we've got it to start construction. And then as the pledges continue to come in, we'll pay off those congregant loans. So right now we're going to have about a little over $800,000 available to build. So here's kind of the tough part. Our building costs estimated are now little north of $1 million. We've had a lot of issues with some really odd things like stormwater retention. And Matt can speak more to that if anyone has any questions later in the discussion. But we're going to have a bit of a shortfall. So I will tell you that the next slide, they made me take out. It just went, But that was my first response. But my next response is we can do this. We can do this. We can make this happen. We are so close. With a combination of a little bit of additional fundraising and a construction loan, we can make this a reality. So this is our proposed plan to address the shortfall. And again, the shortfall, they're estimates. These building costs are still coming in, and until, would you say, Matt, until they really get their start up, things will come more into focus, or?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think it's that out of line with what we talked about initially.
Okay.
We
can't
hear
him.
Okay, yeah.
Sorry. No, just talk, okay?
I was just saying that the estimate's not too far out of line of what we originally estimated back when we began this 2-3 years ago. So, you know, we always knew it was going to be around this much. We also always knew that this congregation can do it. So, you know, we're very close, and we have an exciting opportunity here to move the project the next step forward, which has to happen. I think should be something that we all feel really positive and good about, because that's a huge step.
What we propose to do, the capital campaign, as far as addressing these numbers, we feel that if we get a long-term loan of about $150,000, that will not be a strain on our budget. It will leave. We're currently paying a monthly mortgage right now, and by getting a loan of $150,000, that would not change that monthly loan amount. So it wouldn't be a big shock to our church's budget ongoing. We don't want to be in a situation in the future where we've got a giant mortgage that we have to pay. And this loan would not put us in that position. The other leg of this is a little bit of additional fundraising, and I'm not asking for anything right now, but in the future, as these costs come more into focus, you'll probably be seeing me up here again, going. But in the meantime, in order to get started, and I believe we can do this. This is a very doable, realistic situation, and the Capital Campaign team endorses this approach. In the meantime, if we can get a construction loan, we've been speaking to a local bank, hometown bank, who's been very good to work with, and if you need any accounts, tell Brian we're putting a plug in for him. Go to Hometown Bank. The amount of the loan that we're asking seems high, $300,000. But the way a construction loan works, we only borrow what we need to finish the building. And so that doesn't mean that we're going to go out there and borrow $300,000. We're going to borrow as much as we need to finish it. We're going to then try to fundraise the rest and leave $150,000 as the loan. So let me know if you have any questions. Is that clear? Yes, Sinus.
So this is just for phase one, right? This
it is.
The construction of the new building.
Correct. Okay, that's a good question. Claudia asked which part will be the congregant loan part. We still have to be collected in pledges about $135,000. And the pledges are not due technically until the end of next year. So we know those monies are coming in, and the congregant loan program will serve as those funds till they come in. And I feel comfortable asking congregants to lend that money because I know that those pledges will be coming in. Yes, Sandy.
Could you just explain briefly? It's been a while since that was information about that was out with the congregant loan program.
Okay.
So people know it's not pledging, it's not.
Right, right. And I am going to be sending something out in May about this program, but basically we are, the interest rate is above 2%. We're offering a 2% return on monies loaned to us to see us through this little gap till the pledges are paid. So it's kind of like, you know, you can't get over 2% on a CD at a bank right now. So we feel that that's a good rate and a good opportunity for folks to earn a little bit of extra interest. And again, more details to come. But several people have already offered to lend the money. I'll be in touch with you all, and if anyone else wants to participate, be on the lookout for that information. Yes, Rod.
Oh.
I got more to say now that I'm up here.
Okay, yeah. Good. Yes.
I do have a letter from Kathy Kearns, who is the co-chair. She can't be here. She's in Washington, actually. But she writes, bear with me, "I am sorry that I can't be with you today as our congregation takes a historic vote to authorize a loan for our planned expansion. The new building is a fantastic opportunity for us to live into our vision of expanding our church space so that we can expand our ministries. It is such a big step forward to us to embark on putting up a building that will at least double the space that we have. As co-chair of the Capital Campaign Team, I write today not in an official capacity, but as an individual member of the congregation, speaking for only myself. I urge you to support the motion to authorize a loan. We've been planning and dreaming of this step for over 10 years, and we're finally here. It's our chance to turn those dreams into reality. Now is the time to show the courage and confidence that we have in our congregation. After talking to so many people about the project over the last 2 years, I'm sure we can all do this if we work together to make it happen. We've got many smart and dedicated people working on the planning and financing of the project, and I strongly believe it is doable for us. Strongly. We can work together to do some additional fundraising and minimize the cost of our loan. So at this key moment, I encourage you to cast your vote for our congregation's future and to vote to authorize the loan, which is the critical next step in keeping this project moving forward. Thank you, Kathy Kearns. So, any other discussion? Any other questions? Okay.
If not, Matt, would you like to make a motion?
Okay.
Randy seconded it. First hand up. He's ready for this. We all are. All right. The motion's been made. We've already had some discussion. I probably need to ask, is there any more? I think if not. Yes. Thank you. And Randy. Okay, if not, all those in favor of following the advice of the Capital Campaign team and the BET to take out a loan up to $300,000 for the building of our new Fellowship Hall, please raise your voting card, okay? All right, thank you. Those opposed to this? Any abstentions? Again, we had 9 votes, absentee ballots, all for this, and the issue carries. Yay! Yes, next meeting in our new building, in case that's. Well, we'll see. Okay, thank you all for coming, for being willing to listen, to think about this. As always, being willing to give from the heart. We all appreciate it. You know, it's a great group. Hey, go Cavs. Meeting is adjourned.